Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, lead pastor, the Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
We are going to be speaking about trust in the Lord, part two. Praise the Lord. We want to consider Psalm 118, verse 8 and 9. Psalm 118, verse 8 and 9. It says that it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Verse 9 says that it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord, part 2. The scripture we read is giving us an indication about where people place their trust. And it is clear that whereas some people put their trust in the Lord, others also put it in man. Even goes on to talk about the fact that we can disaggregate the man there and look at the nuances. And part of the disaggregation of man there is that some put their trust in princes, not just men. Princes, people who look like they got it. Beautiful. Heirs to thrones, people in authority, political figures. But the scriptures are clear that it is better to put your trust in the Lord. So there is such a phenomenon as putting your trust in the Lord. And then putting your trust in other things, including man and princes and other things. So, this particular test, even though if you read the entirety of scripture, it will point to you that it is a no to put your trust in man. This scripture, this test does not tell us that it is a no. It doesn't tell us it's evil. It's just giving us a comparative analysis that it is better to confide in the Lord than to do that with men. So, we are going to take the issue of trust in the Lord, which is a very broad topic, and look at it in small pieces. And in this service, the Lord is clearly speaking to us through the psalmist that if you want your life to be better, you better put your trust in the Lord than in man. And here we see that the verse 8 says, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. So, trusting in the Lord is defined by the second leg of the sentence. What it means to trust in the Lord is to put your confidence in the Lord. So to trust in something is to put your confidence in that thing. To trust in man is to put your confidence in that thing. And confidence is necessary for functioning here on earth. A person who lacks confidence is not going to be able to optimize the great potentials that are locked up inside of him or her. And that simply means that where or who you put your confidence in will determine the outcomes of your life. So, trusting in the Lord is addressing where your primary confidence is. When your confidence is in something and that thing is taken, you will see that there is no ground under your feet. So, here the confidence is addressing your primary source of existence. When the Bible says it is better to put your confidence in God than to trust in man, or to trust in God than to put your confidence in man, it's just telling us that the foundation of your trust should be in God and not in man. But it's not necessarily wrong to have confidence around human beings. I mean, this afternoon I'm going to watch soccer. Nobody can do anything about it except God. And mostly I'll be waiting for the team sheet 1 hour before the match. And there are some players, when the coach selects, you know, I don't criticize coach, but you see that I'm not fine. And there are some players, when you see them in the first 11, you say, hey. Some of the players, when the match is going on, you are just pushing that they should play the ball to this person, because this other person is wasting the ball. So you can see that the game has not even started and confidence is gone. So team now we're choosing it, you lose here, because are you here at all? Because confidence is an integral variable in the basket of success. So who you put your confidence in, what you put your confidence in, and in our time people are putting their confidence in all manner of things except God. You can put your confidence in some olive oil, some communion wine and bread. Can put your confidence in, do you understand what I'm talking about? Put your confidence in some man of God who is really anointed. Can put your confidence in your parents. Can put your confidence in your job, your source of income, not knowing that there is something who is the source of the source you are looking at. Because the reason why the scriptures say it is better to put your trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man is that the man you are putting your confidence in has a source. And that source is what sustains that man. And so it's better to go to the sea than to fish in the lagoon. Because the lagoon takes its source from the sea. So when it comes to trusting in the Lord, there should not be any mediator. It should be God and me. It should be me and you, Jesus. It's direct, without any medium or media of communication and, you know, passing through here, through there, da 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 da. No. Just straight confidence is in you.
My victory is in your name. My confidence is in your blood. Oh, you took my place so I can shine. So much you did without a price. Oh, my victory is in your blood. Hey, my confidence. praises in your name. Oh, you took my place so I can shine. Hey, so much you did without a price. Oh, my victory is in your blood. Oh, yes, God. My confidence is in your name. Oh, 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 you took my place so I can shine. Hey, so much you did without a price. So I sing and shout. It's in your blood. Hey, my confidence is in your name. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, you took my place so I can shine. Hey, so much you did without a price. So we sing.
Somebody, who have you placed your confidence in? Ask somebody by your side. In whom have you put your confidence? Is your confidence in the Lord? This is important because if you don't lay this foundation, then you'll be tickled by men and the systems of this world. And that tickling can be positive and negative. When, God forbid, a doctor gives you a report, what is the foundation of your reaction? The foundation of your reaction is dependent on whom you have placed your trust. If your trust is in the Lord, your reaction is different. And if your trust is in man, it will also tell. So let's talk a little bit around this confidence, that means trusting in the Lord and putting your confidence in it. In Job chapter 31, verse 24, Job 31, 24, ESV, please, he said, if I have made gold my trust or called fine gold my confidence, next verse, he said, if I have rejoiced because my wealth was abundant or because my hand had found much, next, if I have looked at the sun when it shone, or the moon moving in splendor, self-aggrandizing, and my heart has been secretly enticed, and my mouth has kissed my hand. He's just talking about Job. He's saying that, God, I'm not guilty because I have not put my confidence in gold. I have not put my trust in gold, in wealth, in what is at my purview, what is within my space, what I have, the status that I have, the wealth that I have amassed. I have not put my confidence in it. And he was making his case that the reason why he couldn't continue to be in that state of adversity was because he was very sure that he had not placed his trust in gold. He had not placed it, his confidence. So you can see the first line is talking about, if I have made gold my trust or called fine gold my confidence. I'm just showing you that the word trust there is confidence. Praise the Lord. And Job saw all these things taken away in a day, and it still didn't make him to feel extinct and disappeared. He still knew, as we read, by divine understanding and by the foundation of his confidence in the Lord, that you can take the gold and take the children, take the job and take the servants, but I am still here because my trust is in you. One way you know that your trust is suffering from being in the Lord is when some of the arms of your government, they are taking off. One of the arms of your government is your family. Another is your job. Some is some helper somewhere in a corner. Hello? When that helper is no longer taking your call, do you lose your sleep in the night? Hey! When there's a big announcement. During the COVID, some people died because they lost their job. Not because hunger overtook them, but they felt like there is no longer life. So even though the system had not been designed to kill them, they felt that if this pillar is not in my life, I'm doomed. But trusting in the Lord means that anything can be taken away and you will still be fine. Because your confidence is in the Lord. Praise the Lord. In 2 Kings chapter 18, verse 19 and 20, in the King James, 2 Kings 18, 19 and 20, the scriptures say, and Rabshakeh was sent to Hezekiah, and Rabshakeh said unto them, speak ye now to Hezekiah, thus saith the great king, the king of Assyria, what confidence is this wherein thou trusted? A king called Sennacherib sent a messenger to Judah to speak to them that, look, I'm coming to finish all of you people. Sent a major messenger. And when the messenger came, he didn't speak to the leaders. He decided to speak to the congregation. They begged him to speak to the leader. He said, no, I want everybody to hear. And in the verse 20 said, thou sayest, but they are but vain words. I have counsel and strength for the war. Now on whom dost thou trust that thou rebellest against me? He's just telling them that my power, my military power is too much. A force that you cannot contain. You, Judah, You are done. And he started naming to them, I have conquered Egypt. You can't put your trust in Egypt. It's a broken reed. Anywhere you are looking at, I've finished them. He said, which God is going to even save you? And he told the whole Judah, he said, don't let Hezekiah deceive you with his trust in the Lord. He came prepared. But Hezekiah sent a message to Prophet Isaiah. He said, Odi, we are in trouble. And when they went to the temple and spread the threat that came to them before the Lord, because their confidence was not in their military might. The people of Judah, their confidence was in the Lord. So even when the threat that came against them was bigger than they could naturally stand or withstand, they went to the Lord, who is their rock. Praise the Lord. And spread their matter before him and said that it's in your hand. It's in your hand. If you cannot be defeated, may we not be defeated. Take over this matter. Praise the Lord. Where do you run to when a threat is imminent? And we are not talking about a king who could be talked down or whom they could negotiate for him to turn back. He was coming and he was coming. When they prayed, the Bible said God started dealing with him in his own country. But he said such important, he says that, verse 19, please put it there. He says that, and Rabshakeh said, speak ye now to Hezekiah, thus saith the great king, the king of Assyria, what confidence is this wherein thou trusted? That is, you have put your trust in something to make kasant one thing. And he's giving you some confidence. Please, your confidence should not be in the fact that I have dresses and I can dress. I am beautiful and I know I'm beautiful. All these things will pass away. Praise the Lord. Yeah. The family I come from, the background where I live and all. Look. Do not trust in vanity. Confidence in the Lord. Praise the Lord. Come on now, praise the Lord. In chapter 19, verse 10 of that same 2 Kings, look at that. The Bible said, thus shall ye speak to Hezekiah, king of Judah, saying, let not thy God, in whom thou trusted, deceive thee, saying, Jerusalem shall not be delivered into the hand of the king of Assyria. Let not, look, if you want to be deceived there, be deceived trusting in the Lord. Let the world look at your confidence in God and redefine it as you being an unintelligent person. Deceived. Someone who doesn't know his left from right. Because when you place your trust in the Lord, that's how the world will define you. The world will define you as one who is deceived in your God, in placing your trust in the Lord. He says that, let not thy God in whom thou trusted deceive you. Please, if you have not come to that point where people are questioning the God you trust, then your faith has not been projected well in the systems. Because if you really, really trust the Lord, people will question you. People will say that it's a figment of your imagination. You don't know what you are about. So don't let him deceive you. So trust in the Lord is confidence in the Lord. Praise the Lord. It is also boasting or delighting yourself in the Lord. Psalm 22 verse 8. Trust in the Lord is boasting in the Lord. Or delighting yourself in the Lord. He said, he trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighted in him. So here, the paralytic is the fact that that trust in the Lord is seen as one who what delights in him. Scripture said, delight yourself in the Lord and he will fulfill the desires of your heart. So we see a man who trusts in the Lord when that person boasts in the Lord. When that person delights himself in the Lord. You know, sometimes you say, well, I know this person. Do you know this person is my friend? Do you know we're classmates? Do you know we went to school together? You know, do you know we come from the same place? You are just delighting yourself in things. Do you know who I am? Do you know what I have? Do you know where I come from? You are delighting yourself, making your boast in things. When you trust in the Lord, you make your boast in the Lord. Praise the Lord. David told Goliath, he said, you come against me with your gods, but I'm coming against you in the name of the Lord God of Israel. You make your boast in the Lord. When you trust in the Lord, you delight yourself in the Lord. The things of God give you joy. When you hear the name of the thought of God, brings you peace, calmness. It settles you. In the midst of the storm, once God hits your mental plate, you become steady. Because you know that you are in the hands of the maker of the universe. And nothing can be lost in his care. Jesus said in John chapter 6 verse 39. He said, this is the will of my Father. This is my Father's will, which has sent me, that of all which he has given me, I should lose nothing. Once you can make a boast in the fact that because my confidence is in the Lord and my boast is in the Lord, there shall be no loss of life. Doesn't matter where, whatever is shaking, wherever, my confidence is in the Lord. Praise the Lord. No shaking. It's an unshakable, unwavering belief in God. That regardless of the external pressures, you still have your internal stability. You are just stable, unmovable, unshakable. You can be crying outside, but inside, you know that you are sorted. Praise the Lord. Are you here at all? And then I miss one. Chebi Messirio. And then I meet the Irewa. Chebi Messirio. Onyamia, onim nenina. Oh, mio, and sana ya wome. And then I miss one. Like when you trust in the Lord, even as you are crying, you say, the weeping may endure for a night. I can see joy, but you see, and me too, because I said, my emotions have been pricked. Do you understand? I lost somebody here. I love the person naturally that I'm just grieving, but I'm not without hope. I'm not hopeless. Are you here at all? I'm not in a state of doom and gloom. Because I know that everything can fall. As long as God has not fallen in my heart, I'm on ground. Praise the Lord. I see God just establishing somebody here. That the whole world will shake and you will still be standing, because God is standing with you and in you. Too powerful. Praise the Lord. In Philippians 3:4, Paul was making a boast. Look at Paul. His confidence was in the Lord. Trust was in him. He said, though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he has whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. Paul is just saying that he can actually boast in the flesh. He can have confidence in the flesh. He said, concerning the law, I am this. I was trained here. I trained under this person. He said, if you look, I'm a Jew of Jew. I studied under this person, Gamaliel. He said, if we want to boast in the flesh, boy, I could really boast. But I count all these things, dung and profitless. And I will not boast in the flesh because my trust is in the Lord. Praise the Lord. Once your trust is in the Lord, nothing becomes valuable. Because if everything is taken away, God can replenish. But when God, who is your source, is taken away, then you are left with nothing. Tell somebody, there is no me without God. Say, God is the definition of my existence. That's why he is my source. And my confidence is in him. Praise the Lord. How many of you are here who have put your trust in the Lord? Are you putting your trust in the Lord this blessed morning? Praise the Lord. This is too powerful. When do we put our trust in the Lord? In the first service, we learned that when you are afraid, you put your trust in the Lord. When you are afraid, you put your trust in Psalm 56 verse 3. When you are afraid, you put your trust in the Lord. He said, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. Saying that any time I am afraid, I will what? Trust in thee. In verse 11 of that same chapter, look at it. 56:11. He said, in God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. He said, anytime I'm afraid, I will put my trust in God. My confidence in God. And he said, in God I have put my trust. Therefore, I am now declaring that what can man do? Once you put your trust in God, you are insulated from what man can do. When you are afraid, that's not when to lose your trust in God. Some people enter the shrine when they are afraid. Some people lose their covenant relationship with the Lord. When some people backslide when they are afraid. And many things will make you afraid in this life. I know a brother, when his money is going down, then he says his blood is going down. He said, even in medicine, when your blood goes down, when you become anemic, when you walk small, then you become jiggly. You walk small, you want to fall down. Like, you can't trust your own energy. Because the blood level, no, is low. Sky emoja. Why anemic? Banesana. When you see, it's not like you don't have money. When he sees the last money he has, there's a certain level, a certain threshold. When your balance falls below that threshold, it becomes a crisis. The minimum stock level. Once you fall below that, it's a crisis. And you see that some people, they can't coordinate again. It says when you are that minimum stock level, put your trust in God. Praise the Lord. Put your what? Sometimes, you see, you will be chopping your birthday and fear will catch you. This is my 39 too. Man above. Son of man. 39. 3 squared. 39. 3. 9. I count 1. And I've entered the super 40. No husband, no children. Children, no husband. All manner of permutations that will make your heart become afraid. I am 40. I'm not married. If you are a sister, your heart will now turn to your mouth. Or your heart will become your ear. As you are walking, you can hear voices that have not spoken. As if you are cursed, that's why you are not married. It can make you afraid. Are you here at all? And if you are not careful, you will put your confidence in marriage. So that any rabbit that dresses like a fine boy appears. Nah, this is it. But it's just a rabbit. It's rabito. Because your heart is afraid. The preacher said, he said, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. When you put your trust in the Lord, in the moment of fear, you don't run from God, or you run to God. You do what? Because you have to run to where your confidence is. Run to where your source is. Run to where your trust is. Everywhere can fail, but the reason why you trust in the Lord is that He can be trusted. Please listen to the first service. Because we define the trust in God from scripture perspective that it also means safekeeping. When you now keep property in trust for. Are you here at all? Asset management. I'll put my life in your hands. Manage this asset. Your hands are better than my hands. Too powerful. So when you are afraid, it's like there are some sisters here, they are believing God for the fruit of the womb. When they see their menses, even the husband is useless in the house. Because for 3 days, they won't talk to the husband. As if the husband is a producer of menstruation. You saw blood. Did you see human being? Put your trust in God, though. Even the human being. Do you know some people, they get pregnant even as they are menstruating, they are still pregnant. Define your trust. Don't be a regular person. Don't be a normal person. Doctor said you have PCOS. Doctor said you have hormonal high jump. Doctor said it's true. It's true. But when your trust is in the Lord, the definition is always different. Praise the Lord. Oh, doctor says that. Medicine says that. Or science says that. When you are younger, you are in your 20s, your chances of delivering, they are higher. Once you hit 30, it starts dropping. Come to where I was born. By the seas, I'm not saying they are not correct, but I'm just telling you that your case is different. Oh, be in your 50 more, saying, oh, just why wouldn't a 12th born? 12th. One of my aunties, I'm telling you, listen to this. One of my aunties, I don't know whether it's an auntie or cousin, but I don't know, because she's born too much that she has to be my auntie. She's close to 60 or 60. I beg her, Auntie Jai. Like, I beg you. She gave birth to from Ghana. She went to Cote d'Ivoire, went to continue. Gave. They were just shipping some to Ghana. No be small matter. That sister is hyper fruitful. Even in her old age, she was still fruitful. When your trust is in God, your case has to be different. If that one had not done medical cessation of children, childbirth, by now, the whole family would have quadrupled. Just by her. And her grandmother gave birth to like 15. Yes, it's not joking. Now, some of you are not married. The thing causing fear in your heart is as if God does not exist. Now that I'm 35, is all the children in my womb are shrinking. Who said? Who shrank it? What shrank it? When your trust you be in God. When your trust is in God, your case is different. Do you understand? You marry your husband, says, hello, good morning. Bam, good morning, Pempo, you'll be pregnant. You have not seen where they greeted somebody in the Bible when the person got pregnant. Ask Mary. And you came and said, hey, Mary, how far? Pam, pregnant. Just salutation, our pregnancy is on ground. You don't need sex. Power from on high will come upon you. Power from on high. Bam! Conception. By greeting. Because your trust. And you see that once the angel told Mary that the Holy Spirit, the power from on high, is going to settle this pregnancy matter, no more question. He said, be it unto me according to thy word. That's my trust is in God. So since I'm in his hand, he can inject baby even in my ear. I'm fine. I don't know. Is God talking to somebody now? When your heart is afraid, that's when you need to trust the Lord. Praise the Lord. And boy, the economy of this world is not getting better, but God has a plan for his children. Isaiah chapter 12 verse 2. Very quickly, Isaiah 12 2. Look at that. Are you getting blessed by the message? Yeah. When you hear wars, and then when you hear, what do you call it? It's another pandemic, endemic, epidemic, whatever is going to... Look, we have been here. What a privilege that we have been here. One of the worst pandemics broke out fully in 2020. We have witnessed history and we are still standing. You are not normal. Are you here? Clap for Jesus. Because when you trust in the Lord, until God is done with you, life has not ended. Isaiah says, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The cure to fear is trust in God. I will trust and not be afraid. Bring yourself to trusting God. Bring yourself to absorbing the understanding God has concerning how life pans out. Understanding God has. Bring yourself to the space of God and trust in God's definition of conception, definition of prosperity, God's definition of healing. The sickness can be on ground, but God says, I've already healed you. Bring yourself to that space. You can have burden and rest at the same time because of your trust.
One
time, when those days, my father used to have this, sound system they used to hire for event. Mostly, we were always praying that people would die, so we'll go and play funeral. It's a major echo. What do you think the coffin maker? How do you think the coffin maker says, God, bring me job? What kind of prayer do you think coffin maker is praying? So, one time we went to play one funeral like that. And around 1:30, 2 a.m., somebody in the area close to the house that was having the funeral, he came and said, actually, it's too noisy. I'm not able to sleep. My big brother looked at him and pointed him to somebody seated by this heavy, heavy speakers. This is the speaker, the person was here. Sitting there, gone, fully asleep. See, have you seen that person there? What is he doing? He's sleeping. My brother told him, he said, you don't, there's nothing we can do for you to sleep. The issue with you is not the sound. Our watchman told me, he said, Pastor, woman, me wumpo na obeda. someone is by the speaker, fully asleep, you are in your palace, you can't sleep. Your trust is somewhere. When your trust is in the Lord, you can carry burden, you can carry affliction, you can carry trouble, and you still have rest because you know that your Redeemer liveth. And it's a series I would gladly like to take you on. All these are introductory statements. We are believing God that we will just settle some definitions so that we can just be on a flight. Our trust is in the Lord. Praise the Lord. Tell somebody, I put my trust in God. I will not be shaken. Glory be to God. Lift your hands now. Say, Father, I confess my trust in you. I declare that my trust is in you. My trust is in you. You are the source of my life. My confidence is in you. Praise the Lord. I will not be shaken. Listen to this song. It's so powerful.
Creator and the source, and the Renyami, and the Ochina Anita, Ancient of Days, Titibutan Yamino, Lord, our present help, our help in ages past. Creator and the source, and you're in your me, and then watching anytime, ancient of days, since a time you're in your Lord, I present hell.
Sing it again. I like the second line. You sing it again.
A body in your man, the world, creator and the source.
I like it. Aya.
And you're in your man, and then on Shinaita, ancient of days, rock of ages, you are the cloud.
Sing so.
You never change, you remain the same. Oh, Kukumutia is so quiet. You remain the same yesterday, you remain the same today. Yeah.
simple song. That's all.
You never change. You remain the same.
Give me the lyrics, man.
Sing
it. Yes.
You will never change. You remain the same.
Sing it again.
He's
our solid rock.
Yes. You never change. You never change. You never change. Oh, since it was time. Let's take breath when you're little. You never change. You remain the same.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Albing on all social media platforms. God bless you.